Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. Hello, I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History for Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk about Archibald Knox, one of the pioneers of modern 20th century design, and arguably the island's greatest ever artist. The National Art Collection contains many pieces made and designed by Knox, which demonstrate the staggering diversity and depths of his talents. Today, Archibald Knox is internationally celebrated as one of the foremost designers of the Art Nouveau movement. He is most known for his unique association with Liberty of London, producing hundreds of beautiful designs for which he is best known. The combination of his designs and Liberty's position as a definer of fashionable good taste was a match made in heaven. And we have a large collection of his pieces in the art collection, including this magnificent Liberty Tudoric clock currently on display in our Museum 100 exhibition. This clock is one of a series of large pieces designed by Knox and is now known as part of the Great Clocks series. The overall shape and design show the influence of the carved Manx stone crosses on Knox's design work. It is extremely likely that this dramatic example of early 20th century design, a modern classic at the time, was designed when Knox was living in a small cottage in Sulby on the Isle of Man. Significantly, this was the one time in his life when he was able to totally dedicate his time to design work. These very large and elaborate metalwork pieces were only available as a one-off commission or as a very limited edition because of the expense and complexity of their manufacture. It was a style that was virtually affordable to all. Customers could choose, depending on their budget, to have everything from the house they lived in and all its contents down to a single ornament on their mantelpiece, in the latest Celtic style. Most of it was available either from Liberty's London store or from a mail order catalogue for convenience. On display in the gallery, we have other pieces from his Liberty range, which include two gold necklaces decorated with amethysts, turquoise and blister pearls, a rare pewter decanter with a green glass insert, and a very large ornamental earthenware garden pot or jardiniere with green-blue glaze and Celtic designs.